Welcome to Daf Yomi. Shami Shir is sponsoring the schus of that tzloch of Klai Yisrael in all their fronts. We're holding in Pesachim Daf Chof Beis in the Hoyz V'Hodor edition, starting the third parak of Pesachet Pesachim, the bottom Daf Chof Aleph Amud Beis. Says the Mishnah, Ve'elu Oyivrim V'Pesach. The following needs to be get rid of on before Pesach. Now, as we'll see now in the Mishnah, some categories of chametz, which are not a chametz gomer, they're not a full chametz, the one is chayav koros in it, but they're still usur, they still have a lav, a isur to have them on Pesach. The list will be divided into two different types. One is called ta'aruvus chametz, chametz which is mixed with other things, so it doesn't have the same level as chametz, which is be'ein. And the other one is called chametz nukshe. The literal meaning is a hard chametz, chametz which is not so edible, is not so ready to eat like a regular chametz. So the first category is, when we speak about chametz b'taharoivis, is koisach habavli, a Bolognian dip called koisach, v'shecher amodi, and the modi beer, v'choymetz ha'adoymi, and the adoymi vinegar, v'zeisoyim ha'mitzri, and the Egyptian zoysom, which is a tarim mixture done for medicine. These are all items that have a mixture of chametz. The following are items, which is a chametz nukshe, or chametz which is not edible so much. Zoyman shel tzaboim, a broth of tzaboim, the one who die. Ve'amilon shel tabochim, a form of dough which is used by the cooks. We're holding it at Chobes and Aleph. Ve'kulon shel soifrim, some kind of liquid that the writers, the scribes use. Also, tachshit enoshim. The chiddush of tachshit enoshim is it has a combination of both. It's chometz nukshe, it's the harder chometz, but it's also b'tayrov. It's also in a mixture. Zakla, this is the rule. Kol shu min dogon ariz oivri bePesach. Anything which has in a dogon grain, you have to get rid of it in Pesach. Harelu ba'azor vein b'mishu koris. The list that we just mentioned, there's a lav, but there's no koris. Says all of them have to have water with it. And the way Abraham explains, this mandarma holds that if you have other liquids, it doesn't make a chametz. It must be water. You have to have in the mixture over here water. Which is made out of milk, the yoyibay malmulim delish. You can put their pieces of the dough. Sheikhar Amadi, the median beer, the yoyibay kemach the soy, put into it flour of barley. Choymatza doimi besimo de romayo. The tasteful southern vinegar. The Ramayo is Loshon Dorim. Now, why is it called this way? Originally, they used to make wine for the Sochim. They never got, the wine never went sour, never became spoiled, never became Choymetz. So what do they do in order to create Choymetz when they need to? They put into it barley. Begin the Ichma, to make it into a vinegar. They called it the tasteful vinegar of the south, means of Yehuda, where Beis Hamikdash is, where the only way to make it is use barley. Zeisus Amitri is Zaiti. This is what's used for refuah, and you put into it barley. Zimish at Saboyim, what's the problem with that? The Yoriv Begavei Koitzom, you put into it bran water, which becomes chametz. Begin the Yikloit Sivo. So then the dime will be absorbed better. Amilon shel tabochim, what is that? Mavchia barbo mevi melilo shleviu shlish. You bring kernels that not grow a third. Fekoichomi grinds them. Voiso some kakach lo ischaria, that's what it's called. Fenoiso begdero vuovit kiladin. Meaning he makes pieces out of it, and that cleans up the dirt of the pot. Because it makes bubbles, and then it cleans up the pot. Fekulon shel sifoit shel soivim, what is that? Belexandro avdin ambatyot shel botzek. Meaning different doughs that are made together, and they would be used by the soifrim, by the scribes, to be glued, to glue together different pieces of paper. So the word blazoim have tachshiti noshim, also the tachshitim of women. What is that? Istari tani tachshiti, istari tani tipuli. So tachshitim is what she used on the face. Tipuli is used for ponim shalmata, for the bottom. Mandoma tipuli koshke tachshiti, because if tipuli is chometz, koshke tachshiti is chometz. Mandoma tachshiti a tipuli loy, because tipuli becomes mos, it's disgusting, and therefore doesn't have a din of chometz. So the more Steve, how do you know this? Because the pasuk says kol machmetz is loy soichelu. What does kol machmetz come to add? The rabbis koshach abavli v'shechar modi v'chometz adoymi from the list of our mishnah shu ba'azo there is a lav. Where the Ruchaim says, Kolshekin, when it's Chometz Nukshe. These are all Chometz Betarov, it's a mixture. Chometz Nukshe, it's even as a Kolshekin. Yichol you be a chorus, maybe there will be a chorus. Tomodomik, you call Oichel Chometz, when you chrisot. Dafka Chometz itself gets chorus. Chavirai bayin kamei avirin. If their friends ask avirin, hokhaktiv koil veochaktiv koil. Hochad marbe veochad bemayet. Meaning the pasuk says kol oichel machmetzes. You're coming to be mirabe all these things which are not chometz gomer. Then it says kol oichel chometz, and he's coming to say it's only chometz and not everything else. But in both it says the word koil. There's a big difference. The first pasuk is speaking about the actual item. So kol machmetzes, any other things, any type of machmetzes is asur. When it says koil in the second pasuk, it refers to the people that are eating. Ki kol oichel chometz. It's coming to add all the oichel, including women. But the chometz itself, there was no ribui to the chometz itself. Continues the Gemara of Chabesa Mul Beis. The same when they asked. Ve'atani, we learned in the Braiso. Yoytzim b'matzah mitubelis. You could use a matzah that has in it spices. I'll be shame, but tam dogan, even though you can't feel the taste of the dogan, of the grain. V'hu shir ruba dogan. As long as the dogan is the roiv, is the majority, it's good enough. Ve'elu oil v'ruba chometz yechayov. So the Gemara asked here also. It's a majority. So Abraham explains, the question of the Gemara is, mimonav shach. What do you have here in this mixture? Is it roiv chometz? So she had a din of chometz, even though maybe you can't taste it. If it's only a miut, only a minority chometz, so then it should not be a problem. So if it's only a miut, should be no azor. And if it's a roiv, it should have a din of a regular chometz, as chorus. Omalei shani, the answer is, dechtiv lechem, ve'ilu einam lechem. It says lechem, when we speak upon matzo, there's not bread. So when yisi av yisi v'atani kolatzvo eno koru lechem ela matzo. I mean, what do you call lechem? The matzah is called lechem. Shivas yom toichalol of matzah is lechem oini. So how are you learning from here to what we're talking about, which is chometz? V'hakat yoliv chometz v'matzah, that's the Gersa Reb Chaim. I mean, what's called lechem is only the matzah itself. Not the chometz. Chometz is not called lechem. That's question number one. Question number two, void min ador, we learn the following. The Tani says in the right, so yoytzu odom yidichavosoi, a person can use for matzo a rokik, a very thin matzo, which is in water, or it's cooked in water. As long as shaloi nimcho, as long as it still has some kind of a shape of a bread, of a matzo. Mashra loy omar ela shaloi nimcho. Haim nimcho loy, if it completely loses the shape, it completely became part of the water, of the liquid, so then you can't use it for matzo. Chometz at omar. What we say regarding chometz, himchas a chometz gam yuchayov. If a person put chometz into liquid and now became a form of liquid and he drank it, he's still chayov. So you see, the chometz and matzah now the same. Matzah needs to be bread. Matzah needs to have a shape of a lechem. Mashik and chometz, we don't need that. As long as you have any chometz over here, has a din of chometz. Ma'ake doin. So what's the answer? So the Gemara b'yisim b'shiravidi ain chimutz or chimutz borer. The reason this is not chometz because it's not a chimutz borer. And Reb Chaim explains, what does it mean in chimutz baru? Because the chometz is not be'ein. You don't see the actual chometz. It's in a mixture. Once you don't see it, so then it has a din. It's not a mamash chometz. Even though usually you go based on roif. But here you can't see it. It's not be'ein. So you don't treat it as chometz, regular chometz. There's no din karis. It's still a lav midoraiso. So the Gemara Maushil, okay, what about malchus? We know you're not allowed to eat it. You have to get rid of it. What about malchus if someone did eat it? So you don't get malchus in it. So the Gemara Tani, we found a price that says a chometz borer chayav karis. If it's a full chometz, there's a karis. If it's a mixture, so if a guy born, you do get malchus. And what are we talking about over there? So Rav Omar ze seyor. It's a chometz which did not become fully chometz. V'omar, Reb Chaim says, you're missing here who said. V'omar, there was another madama that says, Zakoisach Abavli v'sheikh Haramadi. I mean, the items that we mentioned are our Mishnah. So the chur you see over here, you do get Malkus, and that's a question of Rish Lakish says there's no Malkus. Omar, boy, barakano, kamer of law, tipoter bechomets umatzosh nisarvu. So Rish Lakish will explain the Brisa differently. What we're saying that you have malchus is when you have chometz and matzah that got mixed up. So it is more be'ein than the mixture that we mentioned before. And therefore you have malchus. So says the Gemara, the same question we had before. I have a question on this answer, Boi Barkano. Manon Kaim, what are we talking about? If in this mixture of chometz and matzah, the majority is chometz, chayav karis. In b'shuva matzah, the roiv is matzah, yoytzu b'midei chavos ha-pesach. So mi'ikar din should be okay because it's batel b'roiv. So when do we say get malchus arbaim according to Rish Lakish? Omar Shua by Yitzchok Tano Yerushua Oiniyo. The part to explain it, she yesh bor chometz. There is chometz, and the chometz is the roiv, is the majority. But ain't bor kazais. You don't have kazais of chometz. if you take all the chametz together, it's less than a kazayis, even though it's the majority. So it continues to go on, and that goes like the shita of Reb Shimon in Meseches Makis. Reb Shimon Omar kol shu lemakos. Reb Shimon says that when a person eats a iser, even if it's less than kazayis, he gets malchus for it. So this b'ris is talking about the chametz is the roiv, and therefore it has a din of chametz. Hi, so why he gets malchus aboyim, he doesn't get chorus? Because it's less than kazayis, leave it to Reb Shimon, the malchus you have, chorus you don't. But in the case of our Mishnah, when you have the chametz shein barur, so then you don't have malchus, it's only an iser. With this we conclude, Yerushalayim Psachim Daf Chav Beis.